Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the data that drives your dairy. So as we look forward into 2026 and beyond, I guess I'd like to encourage our dairy farmers to look beyond just the tax season and the finances of the dairy. Let's look at the things that actually lead to financial success on our dairy. And that includes how we match the data that's coming from the production side of the dairy with the financial output of our dairy farm. As you think about all the data that's coming into your dairy and you try to start matching what's going on the financial side with what's going on the production side, you may need some help in doing that and tying some of these things together. Usually it takes a group of experts to try to sit down and look at not only the finances but also the production side to see where those opportunities might exist on our dairy. One of the important things that we have to consider today that we maybe didn't think about so much in previous years is just the value of cull cows on our financial page as well as young stock and the beef on dairy calves that we're producing on our dairy. We look at the financial impact of cull cows and sale of beef on dairy calves. In some cases, this might be 25% of our gross income off the dairy. So looking at our heifer herd and the number of replacements we're actually going to need, as well as what we're doing with culling decisions, are very important as we look at future finances as well. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.